As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a podcast that I think is very relevant and germane because there are untold sufferers of long COVID. It is a real entity. You can argue about the definition of long COVID, and maybe that some people experienced COVID and they were the walking wounded to begin with, and COVID just put another nail in their coffin, so to speak, and undermined their already faltering health. But nonetheless, a lot of people are experiencing from devitalization. We're talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and he is, his claim to fame is that for many years, in fact, decades, he's been addressing chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and post-viral syndromes. And so the knowledge and experience that he's accumulated is very applicable to our current predicament with long COVID. So Jacob, so unfortunately, this is kind of a third rail topic, which is if indeed COVID is capable of causing this myriad of problems by injecting an mRNA vaccine, which contains the spike protein, and we trigger an immune response, there's no question that some people are going to have adverse reactions. This is not suggesting that the vaccine is going to create a zombie apocalypse. I think those claims are exaggerated. But a certain subsection of people experience short-term and even long-term problems that in some ways resemble long COVID. So do you think that's real?
Literally, it is real. I've treated a number of people with it. I'm not pro or against vaccine. I mean, that's kind of a meaningless thing. I think there's places for it. It's overdone in other places. But what I would note is that it's an odd thing. What I have found is that in people with, and some people think all of long COVID is vaccine. Of course not. And but we definitely have people who get the vaccine and get the long COVID from the vaccine.
Yeah.
So it's a funny thing. This whole protocol works with that. But and again, politically, I'm not on either side of the spectrum. I kind of step out of it.
Yeah, because the battle lines have been drawn. You know, the politics have kind of tainted this issue.
Yeah, so what I'd like to do is for a moment invite everybody to leave the politics and all of that out of the discussion. Let's just look at what we're seeing medically over here. What I see is that people with long COVID vaccine, they respond to the entire protocol, but the ivermectin is especially helpful. It was out. That makes no sense to me. When I first did that, somebody said, but I'd really like to try it. I said, well, it makes no sense that would help with vaccine.
Right.
And I said, but it's not going to hurt, okay?
Right.
And they were dramatically better after 5 days. But they had to keep repeating five-day courses so often.
Interesting.
And then I tried it with several other people who hadn't been responding, and they got dramatically better with it, but they had to keep repeating courses. What my suspicion is that in a subset of people, whether it's from the vaccine or from the infection, they get long COVID because they're a little persistent viral particles, the spike protein that are left.
Right.
Basically, when the invaders come in, the spike protein vloms onto the side of the cell. It's like a grappling hook, unloads everything in the cell, but the grappling hook stays there. And that the immune system sees those little pieces of virus there and thinks the infection is active and keeps shutting down your energy furnaces and driving the immune system trying to kill it when it's long dead. I think the ivermectin acts like a chelating agent that binds these little fragments of viral particles. I'm guessing.
Right.
But other people have come to the same conclusion independently.
And you do so not because, you know, you're looking for alternative therapies or you believe that, you know, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are the end-all and be-all of COVID treatment, but just merely empirically, this is something that you discovered and you have an open mind and you say, well, you know, although that they've labeled this stuff as a horse tranquilizer or horse dewormer, we should consider it in our toolbox.
What I'm finding is that anything that's low cost has been attacked. It keeps space for the expensive patent and things.
Yeah.
And again, my politics are neither side. My politics is a healthy society. It has 40% that like stability and 40% that like change and 20% in the middle. And you know, right now it's down to 2%, it seems. I don't give a flying rat's ass about the politics. What does the research show?
Yeah.
And if there's not research, what does clinical experience show? The research shows that the ivermectin helps, regardless of the propaganda. I kept wishing the studies would show the ivermectin wouldn't work, because I felt like a total idiot anytime I mentioned ivermectin worked. Oh, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, well, this is just what the research is actually showing.
Because it sounds a little MAGA when you talk about ivermectin, so a lot of people are turned off by that.
It's been so attacked by the media.
Yeah.
Let's leave them out of it.
Right.
What does the research show? War long COVID, those of you with post-vaccine, the SHINE protocol helps.
Yes.
And the ivermectin is very reasonable. I will give about 25 milligrams a day for 5 days, and people who are much lighter, maybe 15 milligrams a day, and repeat 5-day courses until the symptoms stay gone. And I will give the whole rest of the protocol with it.
Great. So it's actually been suggested that for long COVID or even for prevention of vaccine reactions, that people take Paxlovid. What's your take on Paxlovid as a treatment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to put it in English? I think the very expensive, profitable thing that is marginally useful, I would much rather have metformin. I would much rather have the supplements. I was born 72 years ago, I feel 31, but would I take Paxlovid if I came down with COVID? I didn't take it when I did.
Yeah.
And I would have no intention of taking it.
Me neither. You know, I don't need the herbal mouth taste. I don't need rebound COVID, which it seems to be part and parcel of taking. You know, even Tony Fauci experienced the COVID rebound with Paxlovid, and there may be a use case for Paxlovid in people who are extremely debilitated. You know, give a shot, it might help. These are people who are at very high risk. But you know, I agree with you. I'm same age as you, and we're metabolically okay, and don't have comorbidities, as they're called. And I don't think it has a place. Let's
talk about onset prevention.
Let's talk about prevention because it's still going around. A lot of people concerned. I do see occasionally some people on planes with masks. You know, I don't really believe that masks do a heck of a lot. What can you do to prevent COVID these days?
So if you look at the research, if you have a household with 12 people in it, you know, and one person in the household, or say you have 6 other people in the household, and one person gets COVID, on average, 1 out of 6 of the people in that close environment will also get the COVID.
Say that again, 1 out of 6. Yeah, that's the remarkable thing. I get sometimes emails, I go to a wedding or something like this, well, we need to inform you that someone who was sitting at your table came down with COVID, and it's like, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop, and, you know, of course, nothing happens.
So here's the thing. In terms of masks, if they leave you feeling safer, wear them. If not, don't. I don't, personally. What's happening? It's not that the mask protects the wearer. I think it's the total amount of viral particles build up in a closed space. And then if you hit like a million viral, whatever the number is.
Yeah, threshold.
If you're in that closed space that has a large amount in the air, you're breathing it in, and your immune system isn't able to handle it, then you get COVID. So it's not what the mask does, it keeps you from coughing large amounts of particles.
Okay. So it's altruistic rather than selfish.
Yes. And if you're outside, it makes no sense whatever, because the size of the outside space is massive. So to even Dr. Fauci said, when he was walking around outside, he took his mask off.
The media mixed messages from him for sure on that.
Well, the media was also selecting out what they quoted him with. So anyway, so what do you do? How do you make yourself one of those 5 out of 6 that don't catch it?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, strengthen your immune system with a good multivitamin, like Clinical Essentials. When the bug is going around town, I add a supplement called ViraPro, V-I-R-A-P-R-O. When I'm traveling, I just got back from visiting my 12th grandchild. I'm lecturing frequently. I will take the ViraPro, and I stay healthy.
What are some of the ingredients in that? Like astragalus or things like that?
No. Elderberry, vitamin A, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C.
Okay, so amping up vitamin D, especially in cold and flu season, is important.
Yes. So for whatever bug it happens to be, when bugs are going through town that I'm concerned about, or I'm traveling, I take the ViraPro. A hydrated water or sugar-free tea. The part of the immune system that's the first responder, that first meets these viruses, is mostly the nose, mouth, wet surfaces. Mm-hmm. That's the IgA. That's our body's navy. It works very poorly in dry dock. If you are dehydrated, you've taken your immune system out of the game without an initial response. Drink water, stay hydrated. Sleep. Sleep recharges our immune system, and the average night's sleep until light bulbs is 9 hours a night. Get your sleep. So those simple things, a good multivitamin plus the ViraPro, hydration, sleep. And number four, tune out the stress and the divisiveness. When the adrenal system goes down, the immune system goes down, it regulates immunity. And the media, when we were kids, remember how if you wanted to sell something, you had cars, you had beers, you had pretty girls in bikinis, and you had good-looking guys. And the advertising mantra was sex sells. And now the mantra is fear and divisiveness sells.
Yeah. It's more powerful emotions than good emotions, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's not healthy. Turn it off. It's also bullshit. Sorry, right. I don't know if that's okay or if you're going to beat me, but... God bless you. They're all nice people, but they're making stuff up. And, it's on both sides.
Yeah.
Turn it off. And how did Mark Twain say, He said, well, if I don't watch the news, if I don't read the news, I'm uninformed. But if I do read the news, I'm misinformed. Thomas Jefferson was much less gracious about that. He said this all utter nonsense, and he finds himself no less educated and informed by ignoring all of the grudge. It's not gotten any better since.
I can think of the Jefferson versus Adams contentious presidential election. I think they referred to Adams as a hermaphrodite in that election. So they spread the rumor that he was a hermaphrodite. So I don't think we're too far away from that, 2.5 centuries later.
Yeah, so turn it off. As long as it's entertaining, go ahead and watch it. But as soon as it starts feeling bad, there's this Tai Chi move.
Mm-hmm.
Take a big breath, center, drop into your chest, hands, reach far out to the side, grab the remote and hit off mysteriously. Turn it off. That's enjoyable.
Exhale all the bad energy. I certainly agree with you. I think that we're in a constant alarm state. And that can't be good for our immune system and our resistance. I wanted to ask you, a lot
Can
of
I
people-
Can I give one other really quick thing for prevention?
Keep going, yep.
If you want to decrease the risk of long COVID by 63%.
Yeah.
This is
now we're talking long COVID. Study. Yeah.
Long COVID. If you have chronic fatigue, you're at higher risk of triggering the fibril with the COVID.
Right.
So that makes it even more important. We just want an ounce of prevention. There's a medication called metformin.
Oh.
It's dirt cheap. It is prescription. You can email me for the metformin information sheet. I'll send you that and the link to the study to share with your doctor. And if you take that within the first 3 to 4 days of illness, it decreases long COVID by 63%.
That is fascinating. That is fascinating. Yeah. And metformin, of course, under study now as a potential anti-aging treatment under near Barzilay, my alma mater at Einstein, and they're waiting for the results of that study to come out, and it may or may not pan out as a longevity extender, but it has anti-cancer effects. It's a remarkable substance, originally taken from goat's rue. You know, it's a natural, you know, product, but they've synthesized it. Okay, so if you have a COVID, so there's certain things you can do if you have COVID. See, to me, I didn't worry so much about COVID. You know, even in the beginning when people were dying, I said, you know, it's bad. It's like a bad flu. I'll be okay. But what I worried about was that the symptoms wouldn't resolve. And so after I was, you know, recovered from COVID, I went to my usual routines, you know, tried to work out. And I saw, you know, I had a, you know, first couple of weeks, I had about half the stamina, half the energy. I was worried, like, am I going to be stuck here? Then gradually with 3/4, it was like 90%. But that really kind of freaked me out. So there, metformin can be beneficial. Other things to address the risk of this becoming a chronic problem?
Well, there's many things you do. I mean, if I come down with COVID again, I'm going to do what I did before. I'm going to take the ivermectin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Pepcid.
Pepcid, which has an immune effect, yeah.
Marked immune effect. I'm going to stay hydrated, sleep, take the multivitamin, the VivaPro, and go to bed with my Kindle and have a nice big glass of the iced tea and relax.
Yeah.
And are there other things I could take? Absolutely. But that's enough.
Yeah. Right? Interesting. Okay. So
metformin.
I wanted to ask you about what's sort of popular on the long COVID circuit is natokinase. Do you have a take on natokinase? Because there is a vascular issue associated with some forms of long COVID, blood clots and so on. What's your take?
Well, we're seeing with many forms of post-infectious, and not just virus, but other CFS and fibromyalgia, this is old research showing that the clotting system is activated. The theory is that if you're a virus and you see all these antibodies coming at you to kill you, what do you want to do? You want to make a suit of armor. If you activate the immune system, these little fibrin dots that are going through the circulation, you can kind of grab them and cover yourself. Mm. And it's like camouflage. Mm. The immune system says, oh, well, if our own clotting system says, have a nice day. And there's like suits of armor that you can wear. And COVID is no different with that. It's just much more accentuated in many cases, mm, where it caused strokes and things along those lines. So the PEA, healthy inflammatory response that I mentioned before, includes serostereopeptidase, which is an enzyme. Natto is good. The sera and serostereopeptidase is other enzymes.
Both are proteolytic enzymes. Both are proteolytic.
Exactly.
So you prefer the seropeptidase, which is from, what is it from? But it's just a different version. There's actually one called lumbrokinase, which is kind of fascinating because it comes from earthworms. Earthworms, yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm dealing with deep venous thrombosis, I'm going to go with an natto or preferably lumbrokinase.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going with diffuse intravascular minimal coagulation, where the blood clots, I'm more likely to go with these other, the sera and serostereopeptidases and other enzymes to dissolve them.
Okay.
So to me, again, this is not the primary approach I'm going to take.
But no.
It is, I will add it into the list. But in terms of bang for the buck, there are many things that come ahead of it.
Well, you mentioned sleep as an issue, you know, but a lot of people, you know, it's not that they don't allow themselves enough opportunity to sleep. They just put the head to the pillow and then they're just off to the races and can't sleep, especially in a post-viral state. People have very, very troubled sleep. So what are your, some of this comes out of your SHINE protocol. Obviously the S stands for sleep, right?
Yep.
And so do you have some go-tos for sleep, and can people access that via fatiguedoc@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's more going to be in the book, because that's more detailed kind of a thing. So two things. Most people, and we talked about tripping out hypothalamic circuit breaker that controls sleep, hormones, and autonomic function. But you can't fall asleep or stay asleep. What do I give? I will give a sustained release melatonin, regular melatonin, puts you out. Doesn't keep you out.
Yeah.
So I like, what I use myself is EP120, sustained release, 10 milligram melatonin. I would use a mix of six herbs called the revitalizing sleep formula.
Okay.
I will also then use very low dose trazodone, Lexarin.
Right, which is a go-to.
Initiating sleep.
Well, like 10 milligrams or 5 milligrams, something like that.
Yeah, the Flexeril is 2.5 milligrams.
Oh,
the
such low doses.
25, yeah. I need doses. Otherwise, you're going to be hungover the next day and have side effects. So I will mix. It's like when you go to a Chinese herbal shop. They don't say, here's an herb. They have these little, a wall of 50 little herbs, and they open, take a pinch of this, pinch of this, pinch of this, put it all together, little bits of things, and they say, here, we'll increase the heat, and whatever it happens to be. So tiny doses, I use the natural things, and I'll add the medications. You can almost always get your 8 hours sleep. For those who find you don't have fibromyalgia, but your mind is, you're exhausted all day, you're irritable, hangry, but you go to bed and your mind is wide awake and racing, it's all part of the adrenal fatigue process.
Right.
Your day-night clock is off. Your adrenal hormones are too low during the day and too high at night, leaving your mind racing. Phosphatidylserine, 90 minutes before bedtime, will bring that cortisol down. You will know within one day, but within 3 days, certainly, if your dose is going to help.
Yep.
I start with 100 milligrams a night, give it 3 days, 200, then 300. If not, that's not doing it. Take a protein snack, like a hard-boiled egg, 1 ounce of cheese, meat, fish, something protein, so you don't drop your blood sugar and wake up at 2 a.m.
Which is a cause of middle-of-the-night wake-up for some people who have unstable blood sugar. Yeah.
Yes.
I also wanted to ask about the role of exercise. I know this is very controversial, and I'm sure you're familiar with the controversy because there are people actually more on the conventional side have said, look, chronic fatigue syndrome is just a matter of, you know, people are just... they become apathetic, they, you know, use it or lose it, they really should begin an exercise program. The other people on the in the community of sufferers of chronic fatigue syndrome are saying, what the heck are you talking about? Exercise makes me really sick. Every time I even take a shower, I feel
awful. You have post-exertional malaise and you have POTS.
Post-exertional syndrome, yeah.
Yep. So here's the thing, is, you know, and it's SHINE, capital S-H-I-N, and then small e, exercise is able.
Okay.
If you do what the gated exercise program, these other systems saying, because of the post-exertional malaise, it's part of that argument of let's not do anything natural that's going to, you know, that's going to take away when we finally make the expensive medication, if that's patentable. But do you need to do some exercise? You're going to decondition if you do no exercise. So start with a little bit of walking. Now, in terms of, well, you know, exercise may help fibromyalgia, so it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I told those people? Yes. They are saying, well, it's proven that exercise helps cancer-related fatigue. Therefore, we should not treat anybody with cancer. They're all friggin' crazy. They're faking it because exercise helps them. Those people who make those arguments...
Yeah.
Just turn them around, point them towards the door, give them a kick in the ass, and ignore them. They're idiots.
Put it into its proper context, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have some perspective on that. Okay. So have we... Look, there's just a lot to unpack here, and for a more detailed discussion, get the book, because the book is entitled You Can Heal from Long COVID, A Clinically Proven Program to Regain Your Health. And... you know, I just have to say that, you know, our discussion today has just been kind of a teaser because I enjoy speaking to you because just the way you think, you know, you're very eclectic, you know, you'll pick a little bit from the conventional armamentarium, but selectively because you just don't buy the orthodox medicine dogmas, but you also don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You're looking at potential pharmacological adjuncts if they work, if they're plausible, but at the same time, you very strongly rely on natural interventions, but selectively. And you kind of sometimes push against the stereotypes because, you know, we tend to think this or that and the other thing is a panacea. And you're selective and very discerning about what you apply to this problem. And it also comes from experience, long experience I believe you yourself you were once a sufferer of chronic fatigue syndrome, and you are sort of epitomize not just recovery, but super performance in terms of your energy and your ability to focus. So great stuff. Once again, fatiguedoc@gmail.com for what people can just say, you know, I want the sleep protocol, or, you know, what do they
do? Say IFCFS, fibromyalgia, please send your information, and then add in, do you have shortness of breath, do you have sensitivities, do you have POTS, any of these other things, do you have poverty issues, you have, you know, and the things I have information sheets out, I'm happy to send them over to you. Do check the spam mail, because we have a bunch of attachments.
I'm sorry?
If you don't get the response within 3 days,
yeah,
check your spam filters.
Oh, I see. Indeed, yeah.
When you add a bunch of attachments to an email, the spam filter sometimes get fussy.
Yeah, I that whole thing, I can't tell you how many arguments that results in. It's like, wait, you ghosted me. You didn't answer me. And I'm like, no, check your spam folder, please, because that's where it ended up. Great stuff, Jacob, as always. You know, good.
So, one thing.
Go, keep going. Yeah.
Okay. So, we talked about the biochemistry of getting healthy, what you can do to restore energy production, balance your immune system, settle down the sensitivities, get your autonomic system working again. All these things are really good. But say you do this so that you can feel fantastic and you use feeling better to go back to doing exactly what made you sick in the first place.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Your body will find another way to take you out of the game. So, all those things that you realize you could get away not doing, all those bags of paperwork and all these other things that you are gritting your teeth thinking about getting back to when you get healthy, don't do them.
Yeah.
You haven't been arrested. You haven't gone homeless. That stuff that you hated or enjoy that you got away without doing, let that stuff go. And start to use your energy for things that feel good. Things that are authentic to you, things that make your heart sing. Not what people told you should do to be a good girl or good boy.
Yep.
But to do what makes you happy. Follow your bliss. And then you will look back like I did 50 years later. I had this illness in 75. 1975 left me homeless, sleeping in parks, knocked out of med school for a year. It has become a real blessing, a real gift.
Yeah.
Because I'm walking my talk.
Well, illness is a teachable moment, and if we listen to its message, we can make significant life changes that are you know, that are very beneficial. You know, it's adapt to survive, and if we just want to put pedal to the metal again, as if we were, you know, cars, well, that's not a good model for going forward. So, great stuff, as usual. Thanks for your dedication to this work and now your new focus on another problem that has emerged, long COVID. The book is You Can Heal from Long COVID, a clinically proven program to regain your health. And it's certainly a great contribution. Perhaps the first book of its kind with practical suggestions on how to overcome this condition. Thanks again, Jacob. It's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Likewise.
Doug.
Guys, out there, you can recover. You really, really, really can.
And that in itself, I think, is an important message. Just, you know, to put that message into your cells, because your cells are listening, and your cells are listening to negativity, and your cells are listening to hope and positivity. So put that message into your cells and your mitochondria. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news
and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.